Chapter 1. Introduction. You wake up one morning ready to start your next creative project when you realize that you've grown tired of the beads and stones in your supplies. Suddenly, you realize that those pretty beads and charms are boring all by themselves, and you need something else to provide that, quote, extra oomph you'd like your next set of accessories to have. So, you decide to look for a new material to use, and as you scour the house for possibilities, you come across your mother's sewing machine and her stash of materials in its drawers. Ah, creative heaven! Fabrics, ribbons, and buttons of different colors and textures have now got your creative juices flowing, until you remember that you can't sew a stitch. What to do? That's where this wonderful guide comes in. This guide is packed with ideas on how you can both reuse and repurpose fabric scraps, laces, ribbons, and buttons, along with your beading materials, to create fun, flirty, and unique fashion accessories without use of a sewing machine. Most of the products will only require a glue gun or fabric glue, or the ability to attach components using basic stitches. Even if you have virtually zero sewing ability, you need not fret, as a short guide is also included to guide you through those simple steps. You will marvel at how buttons can be used to create earrings and bracelets, and how those pieces of scrap chiffon can be turned into a romantic necklace. Learn how to create funky accessories that will set you apart from the rest, like a Rasta-inspired bangle and earring set made from scrap felt cloth. Ribbons have always been used to prettify things, but they don't always need to be tied in bows to do that. If you're ready to try more complicated steps, create a statement necklace by sewing colorful beads in circular patterns on felt cloth. This particular project will definitely impress your friends, because it looks very difficult to pull off, but in actuality, it's quite simple. Impeccable sewing skills are not needed to complete it, but a lot of patience is required. Once you've completed the projects suggested here, use ideas and steps from different projects and mix and match materials, colors, and textures to come up with your very own design. Flip that page now and let's get started.